glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Psalm 103. Verse 19 says, "The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all." That's a good word today from Psalm 103, verse 19. Friend, good to see you. Happy Thursday. Oh, yes, this 29th day of July. Yeah, just think about that. We're just winding down the days of July, and next thing you know, August will begin actually on Sunday. How about that? Hey, it's Thursday. It's Joey Kroll. Welcome to Mark and Friends, a ministry of great news media. It is a joy to be hanging out here with you today. And, fall is actually not too far away. Honestly, it's not too far away. Our kids are going to be going back to school here shortly, and here at this radio ministry, we're getting ready to celebrate America this fall, October 3rd through the 8th. We're getting ready for the Let Freedom Ring Philadelphia Bus Tour and Adventure, again, October 3rd through the 8th, and it's a bus trip to Philadelphia and back, but it's so much more than that. You'll get to soak in the views and the sights and the sounds of our American heritage, see the Blue Ridge Mountains, the Betsy Ross House, and the Liberty Bell, and visit some great museums along the way and really soak in our American heritage. Again, it's all part of the Let Freedom Ring Philadelphia Bus Tour and Adventure, October 3rd through the 8th. If you want all the details, everything you need to know, just visit greatnewsmedia.org. GreatNewsMedia.org for the Let Freedom Ring Philadelphia Bus Tour and Adventure. Hey, just a few days left to get your July edition of the Prime Lifetimes. Some great articles here this month. You can find out more about where you can get your free copy of the Prime Lifetimes by visiting PrimeLifetimes.com. Okay, so today for Mark and Friends, we're going to be talking about something that can be a struggle for many of us. You know, the more that technology advances, the more stuff that we have, the greater difficulty it is to be content in Christ. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Contentment in Christ from Psalm 23 that comes up right after this here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
Rich in love, and you're slow to end. is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to
be the soundtrack to your Thursday. You're listening to Mark and Friends, a ministry of great news media. It is Joey Kroll. I'll tell you what, if you go to, any funeral, odds are the pastor is going to be reading something from the 23rd Psalm, right? You might have a Christian greeting card with a verse or two from Psalm 23. You might have a calendar, maybe a coffee mug with Psalm 23. Out of all the Psalms, the 23rd Psalm is, I would probably say, the most well-known. And we're going to take a look at a few of these verses from Psalm 23 today. And we're going to be talking about contentment here from Mark and Friends. And that's let's just be honest, sometimes that's a hard thing. Hard thing. Good old contentment. That's what we're going to be talking about today. So if you have your Bible, head on over to Psalm 23 as we talk about being content in Christ. Psalm 23, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Well, today I want to look at a few things as we talk about being content in Christ. I want us to look at the care of the shepherd. Verse 2 says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. For everything that our heart and soul longs for is found in a relationship with our Creator. Psalm 107 verses 8 and 9 says, let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man, for he satisfies the longing soul and the hungry soul he fills with good things. Friend, everything that our heart and soul longs for is found in a relationship with our Creator. Friend, there is nobody who can satisfy like the Lord. Your spouse can't. Your children, your job, your money, food, things, or people here on earth cannot satisfy what the human soul desperately needs. The Bible says, for he satisfies the longing soul. I'll tell you what, dear friend, I've been on this earth long enough to realize that a poor lonely widow can have more joy in her Savior than an unbelieving millionaire in his riches. Oh, friend, he takes care of us. The Bible says he makes us lie down in green pastures. I think of the prophet Elijah. Remember when he was depressed? He was on the run. He was depressed. He was down and out. And in fact, I think he even prayed that God would just kill him. He was just so discouraged. And God sent an angel to Elijah in 1 Kings 19. And the angel said, arise and eat, for the journey is too great for you. Think about that. God sent an angel to Elijah who was down, who was discouraged, and said, eat something. Friend, the Bible says, he restores my soul. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Oh, friend, the care of the great shepherd. For he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things. And so we see the care of the shepherd, but also in this passage, friend, we see the contentment of the sheep. Look at verse 1 of Psalm 23. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I identify the Lord Jehovah God being my shepherd. Not everybody else's, but mine. It's a personalized, so I choose to be a sheep. And because of that, I shall not want. The NIV says, I lack nothing. The New Living Translation says, I have all that I need. The Holman translation says, there is nothing I lack. In other words, all my needs are supplied by the Lord, my shepherd. Contentment. That's what that is, friend. Contentment. Contentment is that inner sufficiency that keeps us at peace in spite of those outward circumstances. See, here's the thing. True contentment is not found in what we have, but in who we know. Let me say that again, because that is worth repeating. True contentment is not found in what we have, but in who we know. It's having a relationship with Jesus, friend. And there's a lot of things that get in the way of that. Covetousness, that's a church word. That is a word that means to, that word covet is a church word, means to pant after. Pant after things in this world. Covet. It brings about a spirit of dissatisfaction, right? We covet, we compare, right? We compare. Have you ever thought, boy, we sure have a nice house? Until you visit somebody else's house who has a bigger house and
nicer and cleaner, and you think, I don't even like my house anymore. Have you ever thought, man, I just love my car, until you see someone else drive a nicer car, right? Have you ever thought, man, I get a good salary, until you find out the salary of a coworker? Pride can get in the way of us being content. Pride flows from a heart that says, you know what, I deserve better than what God has given me. I deserve better. And so you're always chasing better because you think you deserve better. And you find yourself forgetting the blessing that you have right in front of you. Pride. So that we see here in this, in these passages of Psalm 23, the care of the shepherd. We see the contentment of the sheep. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And friend, let's also talk about here as we put a wrap on our study today, the course back home. Because it's easy to fall into a spirit of discontentment. So how do I, what's the course I need to take back to have that joy again in what I have? Friend, you thank God for what you do have. Contentment grows out of the ground of gratitude. Because when we have a healthy view of who we are and what God has done for us, we should naturally just thank Him and know that we deserve nothing. His gift of salvation, friend, is more than enough. We need to thank Him for what we have, but we also need to thank God for what we don't have. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that God did not answer some of the prayers in the way that you wanted them? Think about that. Praise God that He didn't answer that prayer request. So we need to thank God for what we don't have. And we also need to trust God. When you didn't get the job, trust Him. When you didn't get that that girl, that boy, trust Him. When God closes the door on something you really, 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 really want to, just trust Him. Trust Him, friend. Proverbs 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding in all of your ways, every way, in all of your ways, acknowledge Him. And He will make straight your paths. Friend, thank Him for what you have. Thank Him for what you don't have. And trust Him in the process. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.